A story with its origins in nearby Thomasville, Georgia, is being shown nationwide all this month. It focuses on a heroic woman who was determined to make medical care available to those who might otherwise never see a doctor. I'm Tom Flanagan. Valerie Schoon has been a professor at Florida State University's College of Motion Picture Arts for the past 15 years. But even before that, she was a filmmaker at Warner Brothers and Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Films. As such, she's always on alert for real-life stories that might make a crackling good movie.
You know, I came across the story of a doctor named Eliza Greer when I was visiting a small black museum in Thomasville, Georgia. And I saw on the wall a picture of this African-American woman who admitted that she had been a doctor and she practiced in Thomasville and other places in Georgia in the 19th century.
The deeper Schoon delved, the more fascinated she became with Greer's saga.
And it also stated that she had been an enslaved person when she was born and that she ended up going to medical school, but in order to pay for it, she had to go south and pick cotton for a year, and then she had to return to medical school for a year, and it went on for like 8 years before she'd become a doctor and then practice. And so I thought, wow, you know, that's a good story. I mean, you know, all my days working in Hollywood shows me like, hey, this is, you know, person faced obstacles, they had challenges, they persevered, and it's also historical, which is something that appeals to me.
But still, Greer lived at a time when very few women aspired to become medical doctors, and the barriers were even higher for women of color.
And I thought, but wait a minute, where did she go to medical school? And that's when I discovered the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania. And I realized, wait, there's a medical school that started in 1850, 10 years before the Civil War, and lasted for over 100 years. I had never heard of it. And so exploring that was basically what led to the documentary.
What perhaps attracted Schoon most was how Greer and her handful of pioneering female colleagues provided a kind of care that was simply unobtainable otherwise.
Looking in the 19th century, I was really fascinated by the fact that these women were really interested in using the knowledge that they already had, perhaps as homeopaths, to sort of really help women especially learn more about their bodies, learn more about hygiene. There was so much ignorance at that point that I was impressed with how much these women doctors fought to improve things.
Of course, any cinematic project, even one produced under the auspices of the FSU Film School with the help of several talented alums, takes money. So Schoon pitched the project before a small group of Tallahassee women doctors.
I showed them like an 8-minute clip of the documentary, and I could tell from how much they had to talk about their own lives and how they got educated as doctors and some of the gender stereotypes that they encountered, that it was a relevant topic.
The female docs coughed up some supportive cash, and Schoon also obtained a grant from Harvard University's Schlesinger Library. Thus was born Daring Women Doctors, Physicians in the 19th Century. And all this month, the documentary is airing on 90% of the PBS stations in America.
So here locally, WFSU, which is a presenting station for the documentary, is going to be airing on July 13th at 10 p.m. And then after that airing, it should be available to stream for the next month, next 30 days.
It's a tale of national and even international significance. And to think it all got started when filmmaker Valerie Schoon made a casual visit to Thomasville's Black History Museum. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.